It's time for the emergency break of the week.
That's cross break, cross.
You say
whatever.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
See what I put up?
I know.
See what I put up?
Hey, you know, I do sponsor the emergency break of the week, so I'm very happy. I have Craig in my audience.
A wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
Kawhi Leonard wanted to go to the Lakers. He's up in Toronto now.
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi. Is that a Kardashian?
Embarrassing, isn't it?
I was on a roll and you
no,
messed
you weren't.
Me up.
It seems good talent is hard to find.
Crap. What was he doing?
You were talking about the rules and Mike Davis.
Mike Davis, yes. Yes, I wonder if he's getting high fives.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Gosh, that's awesome. All right, the e-break is brought to us by Service Experts and Advanced Hair Restoration. We're going to give you three candidates. You get to vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is one of our just fascinating characters that we have here at the Ticket. It's not Craig Rosengarten. It's EA. And EA was working on Labor Day. And as Elf was trying to help him out here, if you're going to reference a legendary sports announcer like Brent Musburger, maybe know his name. And EA was really not that familiar with the legend Brent Musburger.
Over under on how many times we see Belichick's girlfriend tonight?
Has to be like five or six times.
That's what I thought.
I think it'll be five or six times. I would say she gets mentioned maybe, I don't know, I would go up to like 15 times in terms of.
I think somebody's going to do the, what was it, Bert Musburger?
Brent Musburger?
Yeah, sorry.
Bert?
Who? Bert Musburger.
Mork.
He's friends with the guy Mork. Mork and Bert.
Dalton.
What's his name again?
And Dalton.
Brent Musburger. Yeah.
Rent?
Brent.
Rent Musburger?
Brent.
Whatever. There's a B there.
I said it, the B. Anyway, when he was, you know what? I hate you guys.
Okay, so he went from Bert Musburger to Rhett Musburger to Brett. I don't think he ever got it right.
No.
A corgi, yeah. Actually.
Did he say Mershburger or Mushburger?
Mushburger.
Let's hear that one more time.
Over under on how many times we see Belichick's girlfriend tonight?
Has to be like five or six times.
That's what I thought.
I think it'll be five or six times. I would say she gets mentioned maybe. I don't know. I would go up to like 15 times in terms of.
I think somebody's going to do the, what was it, Bert Musburger?
Brent Musburger?
Yeah, sorry.
Bert?
Who? Bert Musburger.
Mork.
He's friends with the guy Mork. Mork and Bert.
Dalton.
What's his name again?
And Dalton.
Brent Musburger, yeah.
Rent?
Brent.
Rent Musburger?
Brent.
Whatever. There's a B there.
I said it, the B. Anyway, when he was, you know what? I hate you guys.
Poor Saad and Elf are like, what are you saying exactly?
What was the point he was trying to make? What reference was he doing?
I guess maybe Brent used to like focus in on someone's girlfriend and go, oh, yeah. Who was it? The
Jen Sturger incident with Florida State. That was the most famous one.
Yeah, when but there was also
AJ McCarron's girlfriend.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, you got it isolated there, tip sheet.
Bert Musburger.
Bert Musburger.
New drop anytime Brent comes up. He doesn't come up in conversation too much anymore, but man, that's awesome. EA, candidate number one. Candidate number two, this guy normally is up for an e-break because of things that he says. Things that come out of his mouth. But this is for firing air out of his butt. Davy Lane, I guess is because he has a kid now, he just tries to keep up with his kid. flatulence. But Corby's trying to do a live spot, and it's kind of tough when this is going on.
You just don't have the time. You can't do it. You can't miss work. You won't do it with QC Kinetics. It's a natural procedure that'll help you restore and repair damaged tissue in the affected area. For me, it was my right knee after an overuse injury. And like I was saying a couple segments ago, I was up in the mountain. What did I say? Oh, Dave.
My bottom said something.
Would you stop it? For me, when I was hiking this weekend, I never even noticed it. I'm pain-free, and that can be you as well. So look into it with QC Kinetics, 972-972-8610. 972-972-8610. It's a free consultation. They'll walk you through it. Bye.
How pitiful is that, that Dave wanted him to acknowledge his gas while he's trying to do a live spot? And by the way, side note, I was playing golf yesterday, getting ready to do picks with friends. So the cart girl happened to come by as we were, I was about to go on the air, and Ham was playing nothing but fart drops. This is all she heard for about 10 seconds was this. And she's trying to ring up our order. I said, I'm sorry, I work for a really juvenile station. Had to fight through that.
Dave.
Well, there's Dave as candidate number two. And then on the invasion, I like sports. I like history. That's why I like this segment every week, this week in sports history. And McLaren got crossed up with a name. The name is Malcolm Campbell. He was a dude who was always trying to break speed records way back in the day. And he got confused with the copy along with his name.
So here's one. This is from 1935, September 3rd. British racer Malcolm Campbell Powers. Wait, no, I'm reading this wrong. It's one word on the note. Herman Lutz.
Okay, it's Campbell.
Campbell. You every single time.
But look.
No, I'm with you.
Okay,
I'm with you.
So there I was like, Michael Campbell Powers. But it was Michael Campbell Powers, a bluebird.
Right, right.
To over 300 miles an hour at the Salt Flats in Utah. God, it was
what
the
a
first
long
time
jersey he had. Campbell Powers.
You know what I'm talking about? It was the first time a car went over 300 miles an hour.
So Malcolm Campbell does it again.
Malcolm Campbell Powers. I may have done that one too, although I bet the Powers wasn't capitalized.
Probably not, but the wheels were already wobbly before we even got to the name
Racer. Racer. Yeah, noted Racer. All right, so those are your three candidates. Is it the Talking Bear, EA? Is it Dave? Or is it Matt McLaren? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, this is the Real Piper again, and I vote for Davey's butt. I bet they got lots of farts in there.
Oh, gosh. Don't talk like that.
No, don't talk like that. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Yeah, you live with Muffin the Bear.
Hey, Muffin.
Hey, you know who I'm going to vote for, I bet.
I think I do.
My cousin, E.A. Bear.
All right, thanks for the vote. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
Hey, Jubb, is Baldy there?
He sure is.
I am.
Hey, Baldy, it's Cruz and Lito.
What's up, Cruz?
Hey, turns out the Cowboy fans aren't DeLulu, right?
Apparently not. We'll see. There's a long way to go.
Yeah, but the GM still has no Salulu, and I vote for EA.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Don't go from lower heaven.
Oh, gosh, it's Coco.
Coco consult British metal icon John Michael Osborne for today's vote.
Okay.
Mr. Osborne earned ticket to lower heaven when he urinated on Great Texas Alamo.
Yes, he did that, yep.
Coco and Ozzy vote for Dave's lower back bottom.
Okay. Thanks, Coco. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, users.
Morning.
I'm going to go with Bert.
With who?
Bert.
Who is this?
Oh, Bert.
Bert. Merzberger.
Who is this?
No. He's gone. Oh. Was it combative Lisa? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it sounded different. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Hey, guys, it's E-Brake Man here with something that sounds like Eddie Vedder would say. Bird is a merch burger, your burger, my burger from here.
That's awesome. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
A very overrated and very unsuccessful George Dunham said some very bad things about my Department of War on the air this morning. His ratings are terrible, especially when the great Gordo isn't around to bail him out. And by the way, somebody who's not overrated, our great EA.
Thanks, Mr. President. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake? Oh.
Hello.
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 Hi, yeah, this is Ryan Noland. When are y'all going to fire that EA guy, fella character?
I guess that's his vote, huh?
I think so.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner of the Talking Bear, EA.
Over, under on how many times we see Belichick's girlfriend tonight?
Has to be like 5 or 6 times.
That's what I thought.
I think it'll be 5 or 6 times. I would say she gets mentioned maybe, I don't know. I would go up to like 15 times in terms of.
I think somebody's going to do the, what was it, Bert Musburger?
Brent Musburger?
Yeah.
Sorry. Bert? Bert Musburger.
Mork.
He's friends with the guy Mork. Mork and Bert.
Dalton.
What's his name again?
Dalton.
Brent Musburger. Yeah.
Rent?
Brent.
Rent Musburger?
Brent.
Whatever. There's a B there.
I said it, the B. Anyway, when he was, you know what? I hate you guys.
I love how quickly Elf jumps in and kind of disgustedly goes, Brent Musburger?
Yeah, Bert. How many wins is that for EA?
That is EA's third e-brake win. He is now 136 behind the all-time leader, Norman Merzberger-Hitzkus.
All right. Way to go, EA.